I wonder what Tua is doing for his 4th of July celebrations. I know he doesn't throw down Hawaiian pizza. He's already made that clear.
I was just about to say that. Beat me to it.
Maybe a kick back, listening to some Shania Twain. and just getting ready for the season. All things have been good so far with Tua. I haven't heard one bad report. Now, maybe they're covering up for something. But every report since January has been, Tua's doing great, Tua's doing great, Tua's doing great. Now, there are people that have concerns over his long-term health. I mean, I know Leroy, he's not down with the broke quarterback, as he will. But every single doctor known to man says that Tua's hip is good, ready to go, and he can just go out there and sling it. But he's going to have two less preseason games to do it. This is the one year where I kind of wanted to see all the preseason games just to see as much Tua as possible, because we don't know how much he's going to play during the regular season. And I'm scared to death watching preseason games. Now I do bet on the preseason games, but that's a different story. But when watching the Dolphins that first quarter, I'm freaking out. Anybody gets tackled, I'm like, oh my god, don't be injured, oh my god, it's preseason, doesn't the game doesn't mean anything, and so it's a nightmare. And I shouldn't be, you know, two less preseason games in the grand scheme of things is not that big of a deal, but I have a hard time believing this is going to be the last of the cancellations. This is just the first domino. It's like, you know, back in March when the Ivy League announced that they were canceling their conference tournament. No big deal, whatever, just the Ivy League. They're still going to have a representative in the NCAA tournament, and then sure enough, that weekend, all the conference tournaments started getting canceled, then the NCAA tournament got canceled. And so it just one little domino can mean a whole lot. Like, you know, we already know that Morehouse College. Who cares about Morehouse College other than Spike Lee? They already canceled their football season. Now you think no big deal, but that's just a little domino, and any little domino can knock a whole set of them down.
All right, Robbie.
What were you throwing down there, Leroy?
I got English muffin.
Oh.
I've been on the English muffin thing because it's quick.
Yep.
And Publix had buy one, get one.
I love when they do that.
Yep. So I had cinnamon and blueberry. Blueberry, underrated English muffin.
Wait, Stephen A. Smith, blueberries.
You're not a fan of blueberries?
Nope.
Oh, I love blueberries.
I only put it like in my smoothies, but that's about it.
No. Let me explain something to you. I'm not a big fan of blueberries either. I do not eat blueberries. But if you add it as, you know, a flavor, like blueberry pancakes, I could eat those.
I can't. No, 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 no.
I don't eat pancakes. I'm talking about a waffle. You mix it up with a waffle. Blueberry waffle.
Waffles yes. are better.
Yeah, because I like the crunch. Like the little crunch on the outside. You put the butter yes. on it, and then put the syrup with that little crunch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pancakes is just like bread.
It's very dull. It's very controversial, but waffles are always better.
Yep.
I don't discriminate. Both awesome.
Is it?
I'll eat it if it's in front of me, but waffles are a preference.
See, I'm to the point now where I like what I like, and I'm not going to just eat it or drink it to be like, I won't drink something like, I don't drink beer, right? If I'm thirsty and the only thing available is a beer, I'd just be thirsty.
Well, beer is not one that, beer doesn't really quench your thirst. It just gets
well, no, if it's ice cold.
If it's really hot, yes, it does, and it's ice cold, absolutely.
If it's really cold. Now, there is no worse feeling in the world than taking a sip of beer and it's warm.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yes.
That's when you stop drinking it.
Where beer is one of the few things that it has to be a certain temperature or it's no good.
Well, beer is also the one drink you can't really drink without taking your mask off. I know that. Like, you know, you can't really drink beer through a straw.
Why not?
I mean, it's just, I mean.
Beverage is a beverage.
Yeah, but I mean, no one does that at B. It just feels weird drinking beer from a straw. Like I don't know anybody that would do that.
Why not?
I mean, I guess it's better than you know, taking your mask off and drinking the beer. But I mean, texters, chime in. You know, 786-360-0790. Have you ever drinking beer through a straw?
That's why alcohol's canceled right now in Miami.
Oh yeah, really? Like, you know, I think after 10 p.m.
Yeah, they're not serving alcohol.
Or I think it's like after midnight.
Is that so?
Somebody.
I don't go out, so.
Somebody said, "Can French toast get some love?"
Oh yes, absolutely.
No,
honestly, I'm not a fan either. Nope.
It's just all it is fancied up bread.
Mm-mm. I only like French toast funky Buddha.
Whoa.
French toast funky Buddha.
Is that what it's called? Yes.
Oh, yeah,
right. Now you're making me question it. Yeah, it's a beer. It's fantastic.
Waffles are better than buttermilk pancakes. That's silly, yes. Gone crazy.
Yes.
It's not crazy.
Yes.
It's
I'm telling you.
Accurate.
It's something about, and guess what, Robbie? It don't have to be the big ones. I'm going to tell you what. Let me, look. As a person that has been eating my whole life in various parts of the world, but mostly it initiated in New Orleans. So I have a taste for things that are pretty good. Let me broaden your horizon a little bit. Here's what you do. You go get you an Eggo waffle, right? You do it on extra crispy, right? In your toaster. Then you put a scoop of ice cream on the top of it.
Whoa.
Then you put some caramel or chocolate and then sprinkle some of those deluxe nuts on it. Thank you, and you're welcome.
I mean, now I'm hungry, and I have no food here.
I feel like you could put ice cream on almost any, you know, breakfast item.
No, you can't.
Obviously, not an omelet, obviously, but like pancakes, waffles, French toast, you could put ice cream on
it. Can you put it on an egg?
It can't be a regular waffle. It has to be the little skinny ones, the little cheapos.
Yeah, the toasted Eggos, yeah. Oh, man, oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
The ice cream, oh, yeah.
Guess what I'm not a big fan of? Chicken and waffles.
Really?
Yeah.
Me neither.
Not feeling it.
Yeah. I like chicken and waffles.
Not feeling it. I don't like, because I like my chicken to have a little kick, and it's too many flavors and things going at it.
Yeah, you get syrup all over the chicken, and then, you know,
right.
It is messy. You get
so
syrup,
messy.
Syrupy
no.
hands.
Nope. That's it.
Somebody says, in the long run, any alcohol would dehydrate you. It may be refreshing, but that's not hydration.
Hey, it's just wetting your whistle, but in the long run, you suffer.
Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Someone else texted, beer was previously a room temperature drink in the Middle Ages or even into the Wild West. There was no refrigeration.
Robbie, I got a story for you. First of all, they have no ice in England. They don't use ice. So that's the only way they serve it.
Well, yeah, you can't put ice in beer. Like you just
They
don't even have
refrigeration.
Cold, yeah.
Is like, so here's the deal. When I was a kid, first learned how to golf, and I go to the golf course with my uncle in the hood, right? We had a guy who fought in Vietnam. And he would go buy a six-pack of beer and put it in his golf bag. And every time we go golfing, he just pull one out. And I'm like, that's not disgusting, drinking that warm beer? We ain't have no ice in Nam!
Did you see my eyes right now?
Right.
You scared me.
That's the way he come at me. We ain't have no ice in Nam! I say, we ain't in Nam now, dude. Get over it.
As far as actual headlines, did you see that Cubs pitcher, Jose Quintana, he's an all-star. He was an all-star several years ago. He's not as good as he used to be. But down here, he lives down here in Miami, and he's going to need surgery to repair a laceration in his hand. You know why? You know how he got this laceration?
How?
Washing dishes.
I'm not mad at him, because I almost sliced my finger off as a kid sticking my hand in the dishwasher.
Yeah, he said he was.
I went in to grab the silverware, and somebody put the sharp knife,
yeah,
slice my finger.
Oh. Yeah, kudos to him, you know, for doing the dishes. You know, this morning in Chicago, he went underwent microscopic surgery on his left thumb to further determine the extent of his injury. The procedure is identified as a lacerated digital sensory nerve in his left thumb, which was surgically repaired. He had to get surgery. He's going to be out, you know, several weeks.
No, he's not.
Well, he's expected to begin to start throwing again in 2 weeks.
Is he left-handed?
He is left-handed.
Oh, okay. All right.
See, his left thumb, he's left-handed. There's a best case scenario, which it heals quickly and his thumb feels good and he can resume a pretty rapid ramp up from that point.
Did he start playing baseball?
I think the 23rd or the 24th is the first game. So if he doesn't start throwing again for 2 weeks, that puts him at 17th of July, 17th or 18th of July. He would have like a week to get ready for the season. Best case scenario, if he's not going to be throwing for 2 weeks.
All right.
But you could chalk him up in the list of weird injuries. You know, you go back to Sammy Sosa injuring his back, sneezing. I think there was a dude from the Rockies who like broke his collarbone walking out carrying groceries up the stairs.
How about the dude from the Indians who wife kicked his ass?
Oh,
I know her name was what? Kitty Catan? Katie Catan? Huh?
Yeah, Katie Catan. I think it's her. I'm trying to think of the player. I mean, we brought
the. He's a pitcher.
All right, now we gotta look this up. Google. Katie Catan.
Yep. Think about that. He had to file assault charges against his wife.
That is definitely an odd injury. Let's see, Cleveland Indians.
How about Indians. Remember Irvin Fryer for the Super Bowl?
What happened with Irvin Fryer?
He cut his finger.
That's right. Yep. Injured. Oh, stupid computer. Injured by wife.
But I'm trying to think. Who else? Well, besides a couple
Chuck,
of guys.
Chuck Finley.
Chuck Finley, yes. Yeah. Besides the couple of guys that
Tawny just went. Katan is the wife.
Tawny Katan.
Yeah.
Besides the guys that just didn't show up for the Super Bowl, I don't think there's been that in any other sport. Yeah.
Like Barrett Robbins, the center from the
Raiders. Barrett Robbins, and what about dude from Cincinnati when they played down here?
That's right, yep.
And the running back.
And you also had, you know, Man of the Year. I mean, he played in the Super Bowl, but Man of the Year guy from the Falcons.
Oh, yeah, he got in a little.
Robinson?
Yep, he got in a little trouble because he hired some help. He hired some company. And got in a little trouble.
He had to rescind his Man of the Year. He had to give it back.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was Walter Payton Man of the Year. Then he had that. The week I know. Of the Super Bowl.
What about the What about the safety? He's gonna do like he got like 40 years, didn't he?
Oh, not Shannon Sharp. Darren Sharper.
Yeah.
He did some bad stuff. When we come back, Jay Fig, are you ready to settle this debate that we've been having a whole week on this show? Only you can end this debate.
I'm a little worried, but I'm ready.
All right, we'll get to our debate we've had all week next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy and Robbie the Degenerate.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack.
All day. Leave it. Oh, just get ready, little boy. It's coming out. It's America's birthday weekend.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're not, America's not the only one, you know, to parlay a birthday into an entire weekend. I mean, my birthday's Odo. One day only. I'm sure.
What?
Odo. One day only.
I thought you were saying Hodo. Odo. Odo.
But I'm sure, you know, you have a wife. or husband or whatever, if their birthday falls on a Saturday, chances are they're going to use that Friday and parlay it into a birthday weekend. And that's what America's doing.
It seems like for most of my life, my birthday has fallen on a Tuesday or Wednesday. Now, I know that's not accurate, but it certainly feels that way.
I know this year, well, first of all, I have a dilemma, Leroy. I'm owed a trip to Vegas because I was supposed to go for the draft.
Right.
And obviously that got canceled, but I'm still owed a trip. Now, I have this in my back pocket, but at the same time, it expires in December.
And oh, no. I think they extended.
They haven't extended mine yet, but if I mean, maybe by the time, by closer to the time it's supposed to expire, maybe if things aren't better, maybe they will extend it. But I could go. I mean, I could go late November. I could go in November during my quote unquote birthday weekend, which is on a Friday. But at the same time, it's a huge gamble. What if we're not ready? What if it's cold? And what if this, you know, second wave kicks in? And you know, and it, there's another, there's a flu on top of the virus. But at the same time, you know, I want that's probably when I would want to use it. I could easily go in August just to get it over with, just, you know, just to, for peace of mind to use my trip and not have it wasted. No. But it's a huge dilemma.
This needs to be planned.
Yeah.
Right? This needs to be planned, and there needs to be some production. You can't just go to Vegas for the first time and experience Vegas. One, without witnesses.
Yeah.
And without some type of video to accompany you. It just, the world. It would be a disservice to South Florida to have Robbie the Degenerate go to Vegas for the first time without any coverage. We need to send Will Manso. I'm thinking about sending Will Manso out there.
Yeah, Will Manso's probably not allowed to be in the NBA bubble, but he could be on my trip to Vegas.
Right. But I would once it gets to, like, say, October, I would probably just check with the company and ask them if they could extend it, and they could probably call, you know, and have it extended. And if they don't, I would never fly that airline again.
Well, I won these tickets at the holiday party, this company holiday
don't matter.
Party this past year.
Don't matter.
Yeah.
Don't matter. Like, your first trip to Vegas needs to be done right. You can't go by yourself, okay? Because we can't have you in Vegas all willy-nilly, free for all, and not knowing where things are. You know, the first time me and Tobin went to Vegas, mm-hmm. like, I have some friends. I lived out there for a summer or off season because I was going to buy a place and live out there. And so I became friends with these guys. I think at the time he was a ball boy at one of the golf courses I played. So I've been friends with him for 30 years. They came out to the Pro Bowl with me because their mom worked for the airline. So it's just cool family. I just, every time I go up there, you hear when I say I'm going golfing with me and Tobin, we'll go out there. It's with them. I've introduced them to Tobin. We've gone to eat dinner. Just cool people. Well, when I first went out there, right, I had no idea where I was. I had somebody show me around, right? So you have to have it. This needs to be. I went there, and this is what I do. I go golfing one day. I go eat with them. If their parents in town, they own, like, a couple of gas stations. Mm-hmm. And their parents go back and forth from San Francisco. They just drive back and forth or something like that. And so when we get there, Tobin, I say, Tobin, this is what I do. Let's go eat with my boys. Let's go. You know, it's been a while since I've seen them or whatever. He goes, no. I want to go to the aquarium. So we go to Vegas, and one of the first things we did was go to the aquarium. So you definitely need to experience it, because think about this, Robbie. One of the hotels we stayed in had like 4 Starbucks in it. That's how big the hotel is, the casino.
Why do you need so many Starbucks?
Because it's that big.
What hotel is this? Walk.
They're not even. We stay at the MGM.
Okay.
Are they on it's different that floors? Big. Huh?
Are they on different floors? I've never been to Vegas.
No. One floor.
Wow. It's like a cruise ship.
The bottom, the the just imagine if you put, I don't know how many rooms they have, but imagine if you took and just added a hotel on top of Sawgrass.
Wow.
That's probably like the MGM.
Yeah, I do have an extra ticket, so I won't be going.
This whole convincing thing of Leroy, that's just him trying to say invite him. He will be tour guide.
No. Vegas. See, here, no lie. I'm the guy that if we figure out who's going, the free ticket would go to the person that probably is don't want to go because they don't want to spend the money, right? And whoever else we decide to go, we just work it out.
But, like, you still want him to invite you, not the ticket,
I'm going. I don't need him to invite me. I'm going. This needs to be televised. Exactly. It needs to be a television special. Robbie goes to Vegas. And 30 for 30.
I'd watch.
Yes.
And with the new equipment.
Crocs
you know,
included.
Oh, well, with this new equipment, we know we're doing these shows from home now with these microphones that we got now. We could probably still do our shows regularly from Las Vegas.
Here's the kicker.
It'd be 3 a.m.
Here's the problem. We were doing our show at 9 in the morning, and it was tough. Right?
Oh, yeah,
For the midday, it was tough. Now we would have to do our show at 3 in the morning. So I'm gonna tell you like this. South Florida will get the Vegas experience if we had to do a show at 3 o'clock in the morning.
So, by the way, somebody texted, yeah, I got one of those Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday birthdays.
Right. I can't remember the last time my birthday's been on a weekend.
Well, yeah, this year's a leap year, so it's skipped over.
Yep.
So
So here's why you need to go with somebody. Because Tobin, when we first went, we went to a casino. I forget where we were. Planet Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Planet Hollywood is like a club, but a casino. You got the dancing girls all over, dancing on tables, whatever. You got the bar. It's just like a club. So you hear the good music. You sit there. You can gamble, whatever. So I'm playing Pie Guy, and I look behind me, and there's a bar back there. You know, the girls dancing on or whatever. They're not naked or nothing, but they're dancing. It's club dancing. You know how to do the club dancing. And I see Tobin sitting at the bar drinking. I say, hey, Tobin, what are you doing? Buying a couple of drinks. I say, you realize you are the only person in Vegas buying alcohol. Alcohol is free. So I'm like, I pulled up a chair next to me. I say, hey, come here. Sit down. Drinks are free. Right? They don't care. And so, yeah. So his mistake, he went to Vegas and was buying those. And they ain't cheap. They're like, hey, if you're dumb enough to buy free drinks, we gonna charge you extra.
By the way, Pie Gal is one of the great, if you don't want to go broke and get hammered, like, you know, Pie Gal, it's very break even kind of games.
It's a slow game. Right? You can play if you like to gamble, but you don't like to lose, right? You can play Pie Gal, and it'll take you a while to go through any money you set aside to
play.
But
you just want to sit there and get hammered, you know, and not go broke. You know, right. That's your game.
Right, right.
Which, by the way, the regular Pie Gal is going by the wayside. It's all face up now. Yeah.
Yep. I did it in Vegas. And part of the reason is because here's how they figure it out, Robbie. One, you had to pay commission.
Yep.
And now you don't have to pay commission, but
you push on the ace high.
You push on the ace high Pie Guy. Right.
Well, and the big reason for that is they get more hands in. You know,
right?
Regular
exactly.
Pie Guy,
you get more hands in, and you don't have to figure out a quarter on every $5 or whatever. So, you know, it's crazy. So,
all right. So we're way over, and our breaks, if it's super long,
way over.
Yeah.
You mean when we came back from break, the The log should have said way over. Just keep him talking for a while.
So next segment, we got Jay Fig has to settle our debate we've been having for this entire week, and she's the only one who could settle this debate. That's next.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy and Robbie the Degenerate.
Oh, yes. Gotta let this one ride for a little bit. Classic. Classic America song.
No.
Neil Diamond.
Know why? Why? When you say Neil Diamond, what does it remind you
of? Everybody thinks Sweet Caroline, I know.
And then Boston.
And well, yeah, but this is a Boston. This is America.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying.
It's not we're coming to Boston. It's we're coming to America. Right. All the boats and all the planes.
It's not a whole lot of R&B, right? Hip-hop American songs.
You know what? No, we should come up with one.
No, I would say why, but we don't want to go there.
Oh, yeah. That's a... And so we've been putting this off for a while, and, you know, something that's very American, and that's the hot dog eating contest. That's tomorrow. High noon. You get the women's and men's hot dog eating competitions. And Leroy, we've been having a debate all week about, you know, if you're a professional hot dog eater, you're probably, according to you, Leroy, you say that they don't do well with the ladies. And if that's your only competition, you're not worried.
Yeah, let me tell you, if I'm in a club and we see a little honey on the side over there and we both go over there and talk, and he says, I'm a professional hot dog eater. Right? Go ahead, player. I'll be back.
So we bring in an expert. We have an expert on the panel here, Jay Fig.
There's no way she's going to... No chance.
So yay or nay, somebody who eats hot dogs for a living. Is that a deal breaker, or can you live with that?
No. I can't even find the right words for this.
It's not a profession.
No, it's not.
Well, Jay Fig, what if I tell you that most of these hot dog eaters are in actually a pretty good shape? They don't look like how you would think they would look.
But it's not even that. It's just who says that? Who does that? No offense to everybody who does.
Think about this, Robbie. let's think about it this way. Do you know what training for those guys are? They have to eat a certain way. They have to. So that means that if you date a person like that, you're never going to like a regular restaurant. Right? No, seriously.
I'll have everything on the menu.
Well, no, it doesn't even work like that. So yeah, no chance. I'm not scared. I'm not even worried in the least little bit. But then I'm not like I'm always the guy that I never worried about whatever. Like, if you, I have the attitude, if you want to be with me, then be with me. If not, like, I'm not going to beg you. Well, like, what the hell?
That's
you ain't,
my attitude.
If you have to go too far out of your way to get somebody to be with you, then it could get to the point where that becomes resentful. That you become so resentful because of what you had to go through to get that person, that then there's no reward at the end of it.
And Jay, by the way, these guys are not just hot dog eaters. This is their job year round. They're doing chicken wings, you know, pulled pork sandwiches, right. And like, you know, Joey Chestnut also has the record for long form chicken wings, which is 182 chicken wings in 30 minutes. So like these guys are world class professional eaters year round. They're just at various competitions just eating.
Right.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm good.
Right.
All right, so let me write this down. No, do not engage in competitive eating.
So here's another one for you. So the other day, had my first croquetas.
Look, that tweet set things off.
No, I know, but here's the problem. I tell people all the time, look, I love South Florida. I'm not leaving South Florida. I don't have to like everything about it.
But then, right? The thing is that you didn't experience a proper concreta then, if you're not a fan.
Why not?
Of it.
Somebody told me Vicky's is one of the best places.
Yeah, but where? Which Vicky's were you at?
On University.
Not in Hialeah.
Vicky's.
I'm not driving to Hialeah.
Well, you're not going to experience a real concreta.
Why not?
Because
Cubans
that's
everywhere.
More authentic.
Well, next
more
time,
authentic.
Leroy. Yes. Next time you're allowed at the station, Leroy. Next time you're allowed back at the station, you could go after the show. After
that,
next time
or
you're
the
back
next
at the
time
station.
I see you, I will bring you an Islas Canarias.
Oh, that one.
Okay.
La Careta.
So here's the deal. By the way, so I had never even tried one because it's something about. Let me explain something to you. I love Cubans, but y'all food, like, you put guava in stuff, right? Like guava in, or like the pastelito. It's sweet on the outside, right? Mm. See, no. When I don't want to eat that.
That's a pastry, though.
But it still
has
meat in it. No. So.
By the way, you want to know what the croqueta record is? This guy, Carmen Sincotti. Once had 158 croquetas in 8 minutes.
Oh, God.
Impressive. That's
but hot. I'm just telling you like this. If you can't enjoy the food, right, then somebody said, why does everybody think Spanish food is real Miami food? No. That's not true. Guava is nasty. I know. So here's the deal. So I go in there, and I'm like, setup is good. Dude, I'm checking everything out. Because, like, look, my favorite. My empanadas. But
yeah. I miss those
I don't
so
eat,
much.
That's the only place I eat empanadas. Yeah. I can't get an empanada from anywhere else. Because it's not the same. I don't want to go and get a little bit of meat on there. Nope, not doing
but
it.
But you see where you're getting it at, right?
Yeah.
You're getting way closer and closer to South Florida.
Yeah, but those...
Southern more.
Those half moon, those things are delicious.
They
and
really
you know,
are.
Everybody yes. know. Look, if you're around my facility or our building on Fridays, you in for a treat. Because I buy all of them. All of them.
The one with the dulce de leche. Oh, my God.
Yes, the little ones. Yes. Okay, so here we go. So I go in. So, like, I'm a food guy. I have an open mind. I go in there, and I'm not afraid to look at. So I'm walking up and down. Can we help you? Not yet, because I see at the corner of my eye what I'm there for. But I'm checking everything out because, you know, all of the pastries are a little bit different flavors. I'm trying to figure out, you know, how I'm going to like it. I don't like flan, okay? I don't know what the deal is with flan, but let it go. Every time I have one of my buddies, Aldwin Cito, every time he come to the house, he bring flan. I say, man, I still got your flan from last year. Let it go. It ain't working. So I'm looking around, thinking about getting some other things. Nope, here's why you're here. I'm starving, right? Here's why you're here. Let me get three ham and three chicken. I didn't get no cheese ones, right? Because to me, that's a damn cheese stick. I didn't want that.
It's mozzarella
I wanted
stick.
I wanted the full experience. And then I said, just in case, I'm gonna get an empanada, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, I'm really, really hungry. So I'm gonna eat the empanada first. I get in the car, right? Get my juice set. Got my napkins ready to go. Back up, go to bite the empanada. Boom. It's old everywhere. Meat everywhere. You know how the meat crumbled up all everywhere. Had to stop, park, get there. So now I'm hungry because I didn't get no meat in my mouth, right? It's all over the car. Now I'm thinking, should I go ham or should I go, you know, chicken? So I go, all right, let me get this ham. Crunch. Boom. First of all, it was amazing. Just the crunch, right? But then in the middle, it was mush. Like it was like spread, right? And that's the thing that, no. Like, if you get something that's chicken, you want to bite a you want to bite some chicken. Ham? That's why I like the empanadas. When you get ham, you actually get pieces of ham in it.
I think you're too focused on the texture. And
yes, see? There you go. What did I say? I said, it tasted fine, right? I said, I can't say that it's nasty. I'm not going to say that. The outside was unbelievable, but I feel like I'm eating baby food.
Well, look, I'd say, I mean, when you're ranking the importance, I'd say like taste, you know, very, very high. And then texture, texture, I don't find that important. I mean, I understand you want to eat something that's not going to fall over the place and messy, but I mean, is the taste outweighs the inconvenience of the texture, I'm in.
Yes. No. The texture is everything. Like, if look, at any point in time, no matter what you eat, right? If I tell you what you're eating, your palate expects something, you know, along the lines of what you've been eating your whole life. So, am I wrong for thinking, hey, if I'm eating a ham something, that periodically I bite into a piece of ham?
Duh, that's a fair
point. See? That's it. And so maybe because I'm not. So what I said is that maybe I'm just a cheese croquette guy, right? But I never had a cheese one. Somebody said a croquette sandwich. Dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those are fire.
You can get a croquette preparada, which is your Cuban sandwich, just with croquette in the sandwich. That's amazing.
Just the spread.
Yeah, they put it all over the sandwich.
It's not and a you could also get like a
They put actual croquetas on there?
Yes.
Yep. Their ham, your pork,
too
and your croquetas.
Bread. What is wrong with you people?
It's too delicious. Much bread? It's delicious. It's not too much bread.
All right.
I've also done the thing where I get two crackers and I make an croqueta sandwich with two crackers at the bread. I've done that.
At that point, you just eat. Right? You're not eating for anything. Other than you went into the kitchen and said, I need to get something in my belly.
Calories.
Yep.
Well, you heard it here first. Competitive eaters, according to JFig, not good with the ladies. And
come on, man. Look, I'm telling you. So I just never heard you guys talk about Haitian or Jamaican food. Nope. I'm going to tell you what's fire for Jamaican food. First of all, I'm a big fan of jerk chicken. I cook it myself. Excellent. I'm a big fan of the curry chicken, right?
Agreed.
And I'm a big fan of the pasta. They make this pasta with either jerk chicken or something, and it's spicy.
I don't think I've ever had that. And I've been there. I've been to Jamaica 3 times or more.
Yes. It's this pasta. Yeah. Fire. Love it. So those are the things I like there. Now, I will say something that, now keep in mind, this is from a person that's from a place that all we did was grill, right? I have a problem when Jamaicans cook chicken, they chop it up. So you have 1,000 pieces of chicken, right? And that's how they cook it. That's just a preference. That's not my thing. I like, you know, because I'm used to having a leg, a thigh, a breast, like that. They just chop it all up and separate dark meat, white meat. And in some cases, not even that. So that, other than that, yeah, I'm not into the oxtail. I'm not into, and I'm going to tell you, that's probably why I'm the smallest person in my family, because where I grew up, if it bleed, they eat it. That's all you need to know. Somebody
bleeds. An old journalist line.
It didn't matter. They eat all animals. They eat all kinds of stuff. But so I'm not an oxtail guy. I'm not. But other than that, no. I like Jamaican food. I like. I don't like the way here. Cubans do this also, right? And Jamaicans. They call it rice and peas, but they put like one bean in a whole pot of rice. I don't know why y'all do that.
Right? I never had that.
Cubans do that.
Always loaded with beans. No, never.
Cubans do that. It's just
like, bean.
Here, when I do red beans and rice, it's like a soup, and you put it over rice. You don't cook the beans in the rice.
You know what I'm
into? So it's just a preference thing. It's just where I grew up in. You know what I mean? And that's just how they do it. That's how Jamaicans do rice and peas. That's how Cubans do black beans or what have you. I'm not accustomed to eating it like that. It's just a preference. That's all.
You know what I'm into?
Food.
Delicious.